stuck in the median. There's a short backup. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit and maintenance operations have that ramp closed. You can use 11th Street to get around. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Germania. No problems to report. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way to Blanchett Bridge. No problems there. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 270 from Riverview to West Florissant. Look for no problems to report there as well. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. You've got heavy volume going on out there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Look for that traffic to be building this hour. Westbound 5570 split from the Kingbridge split all the way into Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge. No problems to report there. Northbound Route 3 is bumper to bumper at the ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way on to Cleeds Landing looks good. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by FedEx Kinko's. For overnight, ground, or even the heavy stuff, you can always rely on the ultimate and reliable shipping. Relax, it's FedEx. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Turning warmer today, variable cloudiness, high in the upper 70s for this evening, partly cloudy, showers possible, low around 55. For Thursday, variable clouds, showers are possible, high around 80. Thursday evening, clouds will continue with a low around 55, and on Friday, partly sunny skies with a high near 80 again. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 57 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 58. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's St. Louis Schools Watch up next with Peter Downs. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Wake up call family. We want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call blanket drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call blanket drive will have two collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard. And at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets. Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
This is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, welcome. This is Liz Brown. I'm sitting here with Peter Downs, St. Louis Public Schools Watch. It's Wednesday again. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. I think that we need to start this show off with, well, there appears to be good news to the city of St. Louis Public Schools. An astonishing thing, as a matter of fact. Good news,
yeah, oh, yes, right? Yes. And very amazing.
Very
last
amazing.
Night.
I'm almost magical, mystical amazing.
last night at the board's regular school board meeting.
Okay.
The chief academic officer, Lynn Spampinato.
A woman that was fired from Colorado.
She reported that this year, St. Louis Public Schools had 572 high school seniors in advanced placement classes.
Dang! 572, almost 600 students in advanced placement?
Yes,
good Lord, how did that happen?
That's not really clear. Just last month, Craig Williams reported that last year, when these kids were in 11th grade, mm-hmm. that only 100 of them could read at grade level.
Say that again. Okay, Spampinato, the woman that was fired from Colorado, has said that we have nearly 600 students. Advanced placement is in their senior year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Senior year.
Advanced placement in the senior year.
They're doing college level work.
Okay. So the seniors that are there now are the juniors from last year, right?
Right. Right.
And the juniors from last year, according to Craig, does he have his certification?
Yes, he does.
He does,
yes,
okay. Craig, C-R-E-G Williams, he said how many of the juniors from last year were able to read at grade level?
106.
You only had 106 juniors that were able to read at grade level last year, but we have almost 600 seniors that are in advanced placement courses this year.
Right? Well, that's right. They've made an amazing improvement over the summer.
What did they do? They need to bottle it. What did they do over the summer? This is insane. This is absolutely insane.
Here's a little more. He reported, because last month he was emphasizing how poorly our schools were teaching kids.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he said these same kids, when they were 10th graders and took the state math test in 10th grade, that only 30 of them could do math at grade level.
Mm-hmm. So there's
But now we have 157 in advanced placement calculus.
And let's go through this list, because this is insane. Clearly there are lies being told here, because, I mean, I've always said if you're going to be a liar, a successful liar, you have to have a photographic memory, or everybody that you're dealing with has to be stupid. These numbers make no sense at all. They just make absolutely no sense based on their own words and the things that they have said. Go through some of the areas of advanced placement and the schools and the numbers of students that now have miraculously have advanced placement students.
Oh, sure. There are 10 areas of advanced placement.
Okay.
And just one thing we noticed before we started, Metro seems to be weakest.
Metro isn't that like supposed to be the premier?
That's supposed to be the premier school, but they have advanced placement in only one subject of the 10 subjects that were offering advanced placement.
Well, wait a minute. And there's a parent-teacher meeting coming up in Metro, isn't there?
I mean, yes.
When is that? I mean, that's coming up soon.
Yes, I think it's a week from Thursday.
A week from Thursday. And so here's what I'm saying to all Metro parents or supporters of their kids in Metro, or have a grandbaby or whatever in Metro. You should be, because Craig Williams is supposed to be there, isn't he? I believe.
I don't know.
Okay.
He might be.
Well, at the parent-teacher meeting, you should be raising Cain at Metro, given the fact that Metro is so poorly. Basically, Metro is only represented in maybe two categories here of advanced placement courses.
Right. They're only listed in one, but there are some areas where there are students taking advanced placement courses, but doesn't say what school they're at.
Okay,
or if they have a teacher. But
So according to what Lynn Spampinato handed out last night, Metro only has one advanced placement course. Is that right?
Yes. Metro has an advanced placement calculus course.
How many kids are in
there? And they have 19 kids in that.
And what other schools have advanced placement calculus?
Cleveland has 37 kids in their advanced placement calculus. And in more astounding, Vashon, which is another very well-known school in St. Louis, though not for academics.
Not for academics.
But Vashon has 59 kids in its
advanced
placement
calculus. Let me get this straight. Vashon has more babies in
three times.
Three times more babies in advanced calculus than Metro does.
Yes.
They think we're stupid. What else? What other numbers has Lynn put out there for us?
Well, there's advanced placement biology at nine of the district high schools, but not Metro.
But not Metro.
And so we have 20 students in advanced placement biology at Sumner, 22 at Soldan. Oh, I'm sorry, make that eight schools. I know Roosevelt has two classes of advanced placement biology. And they have 37 in one class and 11 in the other.
This is insane. This is, and what is so interesting, let me see it just for a second, Peter. One of the things that I found very interesting about it is as they laid out the schools and put this advanced placement course enrollment list, and this came right from Spampinato for fall 2005, there's a school on there that's Washington, and it has a teacher by the name of Schofield. That Washington has advanced placement biology, but no students. We don't have a Washington high school, do we?
No, but we have a Washington Montessori, which is K through 2.
Well, we need to be writing the New York Times that our we have kindergartners in advanced placement biology in the city of St. Louis. That's insane. They have a teacher, they have a school, and it's under advanced placement. That's what Spampinato put. We don't even have a high school named Washington. What is it?
Amazing things are happening in St. Louis schools.
Maybe they built a school during a high school during the summer that we don't know about either. You know, while this is somewhat funny, it is tragic and it is frightening that they would put out a document saying that there's an event. It makes everything else on the list suspect. They put a high school that doesn't exist, a teacher. I wonder if that teacher exists. Teaching advanced placement biology. But you know what, Peter? I think that there might be a reason for that. We have a whole lot of advanced placement textbooks, don't we? Somebody made a decision to buy a whole lot of advanced placement textbooks.
We're going to. Yes. They have, last night, the board approved spending $53,000
just for
advanced placement science books, advanced placement biology, chemistry, and physics books.
Well, that works out rather well that we have obligated ourselves to the tune of $50,000+ to buy books, and it looks like now we're going to have the students to fit the books. We're even going to go so far as to create a new high school and a teacher to fit those books. That's crazy.
It all comes together, doesn't it?
That's crazy. And also, one of the things I wanted to talk about, too, on this whole advanced placement course enrollment section is go down here to the European history and those areas. Tell us about those.
Okay. We have 14 students in advanced placement European history.
14 students.
And 15 students in advanced placement world history.
Okie dokie.
But no schools and no teachers that offer it.
So how do we know that we have the students enrolled in it? If you don't have a school that offers it and you don't have a teacher that teaches it, how do you have a student enrolled in this? How do you do that? I am not an educational expert, okay? I have never run a school district, but it seems a much bit peculiar to me that you have students enrolled in a program in a school that no school offers it and no teacher teaches it. But you're getting credit for students in AP courses. Perhaps this goes to the books issue as well.
Well, so we didn't order books for them.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
And we don't know if books are sitting somewhere in the warehouse that have been ordered this to satisfy this. Let me get to a caller or two here. Shirley.
Yes, I just noticed I take my granddaughter up off our bus stop every day, and last year she had books galore. She was in the fourth grade. I keep asking, where's your homework? Where's your books? We don't have any. Now, she's out at Gotch in not Fenton. Well, I can't. Afton School District. And she has no books. So they haven't got books out there either?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Now, she's in the fifth grade and no homework every day. You know, I'm not very good at this stuff, but I go over her homework with her. No homework, no books.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. So a caller has called in and talked about a Washington High for maternity kids.
Meta P. Washington.
Okay, Meta
yes.
P. Washington.
Yes, on
okay.
Vandeventer.
Okay.
Okay,
all right, there you go. 454-0400 is the phone number. But the bottom line is that even though it's just suspicious that Washington is listed here on the course with biology with a teacher but no students. And why would it even be here? Why is it listed here on the list? And why do we have areas where there are no high schools and are no teachers and students that are included in this total, Spampinato puts it, grand total enrollment, 572. If you don't have a teacher and you don't have a school, how are you enrolled in anything?
Right. Even if they've made arrangements that those kids are going to community college or Harris Stowe or St. Louis University to take that course and getting college credit at the same time, you'd think there'd be a note about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, how is it that Metro High School doesn't have advanced placement physics, doesn't have advanced placement U.S. history, doesn't have advanced placement chemistry, doesn't have advanced placement English literature and composition or computer sciences or even or they have calculus and they don't have biology? That's crazy. That is just crazy. Mike.
Hi. I got a question and a comment. First, the comment. Just because you take advanced placement classes doesn't necessarily mean you go pass them. And I think they might be setting the kids up to fail. And then the other comment I have is, or question is, I thought I just heard Peter say that Washington Montessori is K through 2. Was that correct? Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Is Washington Montessori? No, it's K through. What have they done with Washington Montessori?
See, that Montessori, that might not be because the Montessori is split up. They have Washington for the early elementary grades.
Right.
And Euclid for the later elementary grades.
I think Euclid goes up to like fourth or fifth, maybe?
Euclid goes up to fifth.
Fifth grade.
So
right.
Together, put together, the Montessori complex is the whole elementary grades. So,
right.
You know, pre-K through five. But Washington is the first 3 or 4 years, and then Euclid is the next three or four years.
And the number here is 454-0400. Peter, one of the things that we talked about last week was the issue of lead.
Yes.
That issue has continued on throughout the week. Where are we now on this issue of lead? In what school was that?
That was Mann School.
Mann School.
We reported on lead contamination at Mann School on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Williams and various some of the staff members and representatives from St. Louis City held a meeting at Mann School in their multi-purpose room to talk to parents and families about lead.
Mm-hmm.
So they started cleanup Wednesday night.
Are the kids still in the school?
Kids are still in the school.
But that's not what happened when they had discovered lead at another school, is it? That hasn't been the protocol in the city of St. Louis public schools when you find lead in schools, that the kids keep going back to the school.
Right. At Dunbar in 2001, they actually closed the school for a couple of days to do a thorough cleaning.
Mm-hmm. They didn't do that here.
Here, no. They cleaning at night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, so 3 days the kids were in school. The interior cleanup is probably complete now. They completed that over the weekend, and there was no school on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
They are now, they've sealed the windows on the interior with plastic to prevent any more dust coming in from the windows, and they are stripping and painting the exteriors of the windows.
Mm-hmm.
How
does that comport with what regulations require for dealing with lead?
It's I haven't seen the way they're stripping windows. There'll be a lot of regulations about the way they strip the windows on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Most lead in most of the buildings in St. Louis, lead poisoning comes from dust from the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Windows and doors are what they call friction surfaces, so that's things get worn off those all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And lead dust accumulates in the windowsills and it blows in with wind, and that's how you get the dust on floors and furniture and that kind of thing. There are some pretty specific regulations for the way you do cleanup on the outside. They should be covering the ground with plastic everywhere they do it so they collect anything that falls.
Mm-hmm.
And they're vacuuming with HEPA-filtered vacuum cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Williams said on the inside that they are vacuuming with HEPA-filtered vacuum cleaners, and they use the lead wipes to pick up the dust. Again, I haven't seen, and I haven't talked to anybody who has watched the way they're doing the remediation on the outside, who can say for sure whether they are or are not
mm-hmm.
Following lead regulations.
Well, one of the things that you have reported in the St. Louis Schools Watch is that the parents it wasn't the parent, it was an elected official that had stated that at least Craig Williams is doing something now.
Let me just say, though, I think a lot of parents at the meeting shared that sentiment. It really was expressed by a lot of people throughout the discussion. They felt that they were glad that somebody was doing something about it. They weren't just told there's a problem and we'll talk about it. There was actually action being taken.
But that's really not the case. What the parents didn't know the full story about about what this district has known and when they knew it and when they had an opportunity to do something about it. Tell us about that.
Right. We know that the district has known that man has lead contamination for over a year. As we reported, they had test results from the city.
Mm-hmm.
In July 2004, and they got new test results beginning of October, verifying that there's still a problem at Mann. I questioned their public information director, their chief operating officer, and their maintenance supervisor about these test results on Tuesday last week. And then we talked about it on the show last Wednesday morning. Now, Craig Williams said he first saw the report Wednesday morning.
After the show.
After our show.
Mm-hmm.
And that he then scheduled a visit to Mann School in the afternoon, and they decided to immediately start the cleanup. To be fair, he wasn't around in July 2004. He mm-hmm. came in April 2005.
Was he around in August of 2005?
He was around in August 2005.
And what happened in August of 2005?
In August of this year, he received an email from a representative of a group called Health and Environmental Justice St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
This is in early August, saying they had found out that work in five schools where air conditioning work was going on was not following lead-safe practices. So they were spreading lead contamination through the schools as they put in the air conditioning system. Now, that's early August. His response to that person was to say that he had referred the matter to Gary Hughes, his chief operating officer. Now, last night at the board meeting, more than 2 months after that email exchange, the board approved a contract for air monitoring for lead and asbestos at those schools where they're putting in air conditioning.
When did they have an opportunity to approve contracts for this? I mean, they've been approving contracts August, September, October. They've been doing that, haven't they?
Yes. Every month they approve contracts.
And we know that they do emergency contracts. We know that they do crazy contracts.
In fact, this contract last night was an emergency contract. It was not on their agenda. They didn't know anything about it last week. So it's something that just came up since our show last week.
And, again, the organization that emailed them 2 months ago.
Yes.
So they didn't move on this quickly. They didn't move on this immediately. They only moved on it and pursued it as they always do, as a public, as a PR campaign. In response to the public.
There is real action being taken on lead. So it is more than just PR.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a response to public pressure. I think the news on this show... we got a big response from listeners
mm-hmm.
talking about lead last week on this show. And I'm sure they got a big response down at school district headquarters from people calling. And I think it is that public response that got them to move.
We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm here with Peter Downs. We have much, much more to talk about. We're going to talk about some of these programs, these literacy programs. Stay with us.
A movie. The movie is called Roots. In the movie, the center is in a village called Jufurey. And Roots was voted by Alex Haley. Miss Liz, we had our Awards Day program, and I received an achievement trophy. Have a good summer. Dr. Busby from 209 for Dignity Reign Supreme. Love you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Southwest Airlines. Northbound 55 at Peabody, there's an accident that's been cleared, but traffic jams at Festus. Westbound westbound 370 after the Air City Expressway, there's an injury accident involving a vehicle off the roadway. Westbound 40 at Kings Highway with a disabled vehicle in the left lane. Northbound 55 between 270 and Virginia, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Guyer, everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Lindbergh, look for traffic to be heavier than from Brentwood to Hanley. Northbound 270 from Gravois to Marshall Road, it is stop and go. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant, look for very heavy volume. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, you've got slow traffic as well. Westbound 5570 split from 64 under the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge, look for slow traffic to report there. Northbound Route 3 between 8th Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is slow. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit all the way to Cleves Landing, look for very heavy volume. Manchester Road at Henry, there's an injury accident. Dunn at Graham, there's an injury accident. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines has three daily flights from St. Louis to Fort Myers, Naples. Are you thinking what they're thinking? Maybe it's time to see Fort Myers, Naples. Visit southwest.com today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Turning warmer today, variable cloudiness, high in the mid-70s. This evening, partly cloudy with a shower possible with a low around 55. Thursday, variable clouds, more chances for showers with a high in the mid-70s. Thursday evening, clouds with a low around 55. And on Friday, partly sunny skies with a high near 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 57 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 58 under cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. So up next, we'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
Greetings, this is Minister Louis Farrakhan inviting you to join me for the 10th anniversary commemoration of the Million Man March, Saturday, October 15th in Washington, D.C. Brothers and sisters, although many wonderful things have happened as a result of the march 10 years ago, the fact is the masses of our people are suffering and are on a death march into the oven of political, economic, educational, social, and moral deterioration. In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, if there ever was a time for us to come together and create a movement, the Millions More movement, that time is now. So be a part of history in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 15th.
For more information, call 361-9191.
That's 361-9191.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, our guest is Mark Price, labor economist with the Keystone Research Center. He's co-author of a new study that reveals qualifications for early childhood education teachers have been dropping over the past 20 years. About one out of every three teachers and administrators now only has a high school diploma or less. The main problem is low pay. Quality early education is vital for children to succeed in school and in life. But why are they not getting it? We'll take a closer look at this appalling situation Wednesday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous. But when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
The Struggle for Fairness, on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, it's Liz. This is Kaylin Dixon, call you from the Clee School, second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out. This summer, I'm going to spend the summer with my family. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the pretty African necklace you gave me. I just love it. Yesterday, I received an achievement trophy in our Awards Day program. Have a wonderful summer. This is Caitlin Dixon for Room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch, and Peter, Let's talk about. Well, before we get to stuff, let me get to a couple more callers here before we switcheroo. Portia, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
I have a couple of things to comment on. I have a granddaughter in McKinley, and I have one in Coeur d'Alene. And the one in McKinley came home with a letter a couple of weeks ago, something about your child is being taught by a substitute. And I think that they're required to, you know, let you know that if your child has been taught by a substitute more than 10 weeks or whatever. And since Monday was an in-service day, it was kind of strange. He came home yesterday and mentioned something about they had a bunch of teachers out yesterday, supposedly sick. As she said, I think it was a couple of sixth grade teachers, but they were mostly seventh grade teachers that were out. And I was wondering, was something going on with the teachers?
Okay, thank you, Portia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an answer to that. Something might well have been going on. As for substitutes, they have a lot of substitutes. I talked to Mary Armstrong, the president of the union, yesterday. She said they have nearly 2,000 substitutes at work in St. Louis Public Schools right now.
Wow. Wow. Is that different than what where we've been before? Is that a different type of...
That's higher than we've had before, yes. They've had, in the last 2 weeks, last week, for example, they had two teachers quit at Bishan. So in the last 2 weeks, they've had over 50 teachers quit from St. Louis Public Schools.
Wow. That's got to be a record.
It sounds like, you know, I don't know for sure, but they are pretty amazed at the number of teachers who came in new, and after, you know, 4 or 5 weeks now, some didn't make it 4 or 5 weeks, some just 2 weeks, but just the number of teachers who have been quitting. You know, every week there are several teachers who quit, who just walk out and say, that's it, I'm not taking it anymore.
And if we could, because maybe we'll just save this to after the break, because we have a couple more things I want to talk about connected to that. This whole Can't Teach for America piece, they're bringing more and more of those types of people into the district. And these are, this program, these are not trained teachers. These are not people, the kids that have degrees in education. These are kids that are getting their college tuition, their paid off for staying in the district for a couple of years, and they're doing things that, well, I mean, nobody should have a job when you haven't had any training for it, and that's what these kids are doing.
Yeah, and there are really some tragedies connect with that. I know one school where they put a brand new Teach for America student,
Can't
I'll call
teach.
Her, mm-hmm. In charge of a special ed classroom. They have not, in previous years, had problems with these special ed students. This year, she just, they're out of control, and one of the special ed students attacked this student
mm-hmm.
Earlier this year. And, you know, so that...
And if I can just wait a second, Peter, try to underscore what you're saying. Teach for America is not bringing teachers into the district. They're bringing kids out of college that have no degrees, no training, no experience in teaching kids and putting warm bodies, basically, in the classroom. And it's one thing to put a warm body in a history class. It's another thing to put a warm body in a special needs class. And what I'm hearing you say is that there was a special needs class that never had any problems before. They got rid of the expert in teaching special needs kids and put in a warm body of a Teach for America person, and the kids went as they, anybody, if I walked in there, I'm not a teacher, I don't know how to teach special needs kids. You know, it's a horrible situation all the way around.
Right. I mean, the kids aren't getting what they need, but also, and, you know, it's almost a cliche, you can hear this all around, the kids can sense if you don't know what you're doing.
That's right.
They can sense if you're weak and you're scared of what you're doing.
That's right. And scared of them.
And they'll take advantage of it.
Absolutely. And then the other piece of this is that it's not simply, it's a travesty for the future of the kids' education. It's a travesty for these warm bodies that they put in the classroom through this program. But the district is paying the college debts of these kids and paying every time that one of these kids is hired. The Can't Teach for America Corporation gets money from us for having these kids in these warm bodies in the classroom.
Yes. They pay the kids the beginning teacher salary, and they pay a fee to Teach for America.
Why wouldn't you, if you were a district that cared about your kids and cared about whether they were getting educated, pay a trained teacher the additional money that you're paying the corporation for Can't Teach for America? I mean, just give them a bonus. Give the teachers.
Give a sign-up bonus. If you have to recruit new teachers, you got a sign-up bonus.
Get a sign-up bonus. Instead of you're giving warm bodies the same salary. I mean, how insulting is that, that you go to school, to you go to college, you go to a graduate school to get a degree and education and experience in teaching, and some kid coming out of school with a degree in underwater basket weaving can walk into a classroom and get the same salary as a trained teacher does, and a bonus because the corporation that is putting them in the schools is getting a bonus for them as well. It's just awful.
Right.
It's just awful. When we come back, we're going to talk about yet another travesty. This is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. This is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Stay with me.
Minister Louis Farrakhan inviting you to join me for the 10th anniversary commemoration of the Million Man March, Saturday, October 15th in Washington, D.C. Brothers and sisters, although many wonderful things have happened as a result of the march 10 years ago, the fact is the masses of our people are suffering and are on a death march into the oven of political, economic, educational, social, and moral deterioration. In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, if there ever was a time for us to come together and create a movement, the Millions More movement, that time is now. So be a part of history in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 15th.
For more information, call 361-9191. That's 361-9191. This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Damascus. A report from the official Syrian news agency says that country's interior minister has committed suicide. Ghazi Kanan had been questioned by a UN investigator last month in connection with the murder of ex-Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Kanan served as intelligence chief when Syria occupied Lebanon. He returned to Syria in 2002 and joined the cabinet as interior minister last year. America had frozen his assets in this country earlier this year after accusing him of aiding terrorism in Lebanon. And Dateline Washington. The war on terror is costing America $7 billion a month. A new study by the Congressional Research Service shows how the cost for war in Iraq has gone up. Last year, the Pentagon said the cost was below $5 billion a month, but now it is nearly $6 billion a month. The study clearly shows that if current troop levels are maintained, the military will have serious problems keeping enough soldiers trained and ready. Since 2001, the Bush administration has approved over $360 billion for military operations, reconstruction, and other programs in Iraq and Afghanistan. That includes another $50 billion for next year that is pending in Congress. There's also another $14 billion that's been transferred from peacetime defense accounts. There are 10 active duty Army divisions overall, and half of them are now deployed in Iraq. The total force there is just under 150,000 men. But the overall number involved, though, is between 160,000 and 180,000 because troops in other locations are also supporting the war in Iraq. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Wake Up Call family. We want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will have two collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard. And at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets.
Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year. Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, our guest is Mark Price, labor economist with the Keystone Research Center. He's co-author of a new study that reveals qualifications for early childhood education teachers have been dropping over the past 20 years. About one out of every three teachers and administrators now only has a high school diploma or less. The main problem is low pay. Quality early education is vital for children to succeed in school and in life. But why are they not getting it? We'll take a closer look at this appalling situation Wednesday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, ooh, baby, just to hear you speak. Makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. And Peter, let's talk about applied scholastics and this whole thing of tutoring services for children as a result of the No Child Left Behind.
Sure, a little background. No Child Left Behind requires that school districts that have low-performing schools, schools that have failed to make their adequate yearly progress for 2 years in a row, they have to offer tutoring services to the children in those schools. And the federal government says 20% of a pot of federal funds has to be used to pay for those tutoring services. It's up to every state to decide who the qualified tutors are. And usually these are companies that provide tutoring. So the state of Missouri has come up with a list. And one of the companies on that list is this Applied Scholastics company based up in Spanish Lake in North St. Louis County. Which we talked about on a previous show. There's controversy around sending teachers there, and it's all geared around L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of the Church of Scientology.
Church of Scientology, bottom line, is the Church, Church of Scientology.
In fact, I met with three representatives of the company last Friday, and they said, oh, the connections to the church are obvious. And I said, yes, so why do you deny it? But anyways, they are obvious.
So they want to bring tutoring services to the city of St. Louis public schools. They want to tutor in other public schools as well. They've gone out. They've recruited politicians. They've gotten one of the clergy coalition folks, Sammy Jones.
Sammy Jones.
Sammy Jones has brought them into his church, which is the most mystifying thing that I've ever heard of. L. Ron Hubbard is in Sammy Jones's church tutoring kids on how to read. Weird. How weird is that? But, you know, there are reasons. They tried to, well, actually, you reported that they said that they were going to be at Hazelwood High.
Yes, they was out there at their site with Bill Purdy and Mary Beth Purdy, and they said, yeah, we're working with Hazelwood to provide tutoring to the children at Hazelwood and the schools that didn't make AYP.
Well, Chris Wright had a little something different to say about that, and I can read this in part. She wrote a letter back to Applied Scholastics. She said, and I'll just read in part.
Well, let's just say Chris Wright is the superintendent of Hazelwood Schools.
Chris Wright is the superintendent. I read with considerable dismay an article in the St. Louis Argus last week that indicated that Applied Scholastics is, quote, gearing up for a partnership with Hazelwood's public schools as an approved provider of tutoring services to children. This statement is patently false. I don't think you get much clearer than that. Please direct your staff to refrain from any future reference to a partnership with Hazelwood School District. And thank you for your prompt attention in this matter. She also went on, Chris Wright did, to make sure that Kent King also understood.
Yes, yes. And there's actually a stronger statement there in that letter to Applied Scholastics there. Mm-hmm. Because she added, next paragraph, she said, we have repeatedly indicated that we are not interested in your services, not willing to participate in your training programs, do not want your materials, and will not enter into any association with Applied Scholastics.
What part of that don't you get? I mean, that's a lot bigger than no. That's a hecky fire no. That's an absolute no.
Yes, and in the letter, Kent King, the commissioner of education for the state of Missouri.
The one who gave the waiver to Bill Roberti.
Yes, he gave the waiver to Bill Roberti.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd that work out for us?
And his staff approved Applied Scholastics without any review of their materials or what they actually do. And Chris Wright wrote, I hope that you will evaluate those programs which have already been approved and establish some criteria for their approval.
And then because Chris Wright goes on to say that L. Ron Hubbard, it's they continue to use the materials and philosophy of L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of the church. It is not easy to track their connection to the Church of Scientology any longer. They denied that Applied Scholastic is connected to the Church of Scientology. But you talked to people just last week, and they said, oh, no, the connection is there.
Yeah, so the connection's obvious. And they characterize things like this letter as religious discrimination.
But then just say what you are and then let people make the decision. Because
yes.
You should say you're Applied Scholastic connected to L. Ron Hubbard and let people make the decisions that they want to make.
Yes.
Otherwise, why do you hide it?
Right, right. And it was very odd because I said, well, you know, you're denying it as part of the controversy. Oh, we never denied it. And it's like, no, I talked to your CEO. She denied there's any connection. There are witnesses of her denying there's any connection. Obviously, they told Chris Wright there was no connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that, whatever story suits, I guess.
So there's the problem of the Church of Scientology getting in as a legitimate, approved from Kent King person or entity to go out and get tutoring or to get to tutor schools. But it appears that anybody and their brother can go and do it too.
Yes, there's no background check of these organizations. This list that was given to the board members of St. Louis Public Schools. There are companies from all over the country, a lot of them, which will never send anybody out here to do tutoring. They have a student will get online on the web to go to their website and do whatever worksheets they have on their website, and that qualifies as tutoring, and they'll get paid $1,500 for each student who does it.
And even if the student only goes on the computer once or quits the program an hour and a half after they sign up for it, that company still gets the
$1,500. That's right.
So it is great money.
It's great money.
And nobody has to prove that they ever did anything. Nobody has to prove that the kids stayed in the program. All you have to do is say that I can do it, and Kent King says yes, and they get the money.
That's right. As Bill Purdy said at the school board meeting, he said he's never seen such a travesty in his, now I guess it's 40 years in education.
I don't know. Bill Roberti ranks up there.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much, Peter Downs. I will see you same time, same place next Wednesday.
See you next week.
Take care. I'll be back, folks. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. The winter forecast is out. It's going to be, in a word, expensive. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the just-released numbers from the Energy Department.
If you heat your home with natural gas, the Energy Department says you should expect to spend about $350 more this winter than last winter. If you heat with fuel oil, expect to spend $378 more. Propane customers will pay $325 more. Exact dollar amounts depend on the efficiency of your heating system, regional supply and demand issues, and the weather. But the Energy Department says Americans will pay more for heating their homes and filling up their cars well into 2006. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Some experts say lower-income Americans may have to choose between eating or keeping warm. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has arrived in Pakistan and has promised more aid to earthquake-ravaged areas. It's feared as many as 40,000 people may have died in Pakistan and India. ABC's David Wright says there isn't enough heavy lifting capability.
There's a steady stream of helicopters coming in, bringing relief supplies in and casualties out. The problem is there aren't enough helicopters. There are about 20 operating in the relief area right now. and they need many, many more.
David Wright is in Muzaffarabad, where there was a bit of good news today. Rescuers pulled a 5-year-old girl from the rubble of a home that collapsed. She asked for something to drink. Her mother and two sisters also survived. A suicide bomber has killed at least 30 people at an army recruiting center in northwest Iraq. Dozens of others were wounded. Former colleagues on the Dallas City Council say Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers didn't express any views and didn't campaign on anything. One member who served with her from 1989 to 1991 says he was unaware of any cause she championed. Another member says Myers always tried to be a mediator and was considered fair-minded. This is ABC News.
It's real simple.
Simple.
You plant seeds, you water, it grows.
It grows.
People want to buy it year in and year out.
Year in and year out.
All I did was give it a name. My name is Joe Pedock, and I discovered...
Chia.
Let's all discover the next big thing. Wednesday nights start at 8 with Extreme Engineering, followed by Mythbusters at 9 and Beyond Boundaries at 10. An all-new Wednesday starts at 8 on the Discovery Channel.
Get the good stuff.
Even with today's high-tech engines, a good old-fashioned oil change is still the most important maintenance you can do. Changing your oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles improves fuel economy and dependability and helps you avoid costly repairs. But right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get quality Napa conventional motor oil for just $1.39 per quart. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Two organizations are releasing a report today on juvenile offenders sentenced to life in prison in the U.S. ABC's Dave Schreiber has more.
Amnesty International USA and Human Rights Watch have condemned the practice. The rights groups say there are at least 2,225 people incarcerated without parole for crimes they committed when they were under the age of 18. Pennsylvania has the most such inmates, followed by Louisiana, Michigan, and Florida. All four of those states have laws making life with no parole mandatory sentences for certain crimes. Judges are not allowed to lighten sentences. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
A Dutch burglar called the police after fleeing a home in The Hague in panic. He broke in, found the corpse of an 89-year-old woman, and said he got the fright of his life. Seems the woman had been dead for some time. Police are investigating whether anything was stolen. They're still looking for the burglar. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
I'm Peyton Colston with a check of WGNU News. This report brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. In the news, a 17-year-old Farmington High School student is facing 3 counts of assault on school property for firing a shotgun in a school bathroom. Farmington Police Chief Rick Baker explains what happened.
What actually occurred was the shotgun was brought into the school in a small duffel bag. The shotgun was put together in the stall in the bathroom. A student walked into the bathroom, questioned whether the shotgun was real. That's when the suspect shot the shotgun into the ceiling of the bathroom.
No one was hurt in the incident, but the school was evacuated. Baker says the suspect, who is a special needs student, tells police he brought the gun to school to alienate himself from the other school students. A worker is dead after a trench collapse behind a St. Louis house. Officials say 43-year-old plumber Clarence Allen was replacing a sewer pipe behind a home in the 5900 block of DeGuyverville when the dirt trench caved in shortly before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The trench was 8 to 10 feet deep. Fire and police officials are continuing their investigation. And in Madison County, approximately 400 county employees are walking the picket line this morning after a breakdown in contract talks. Peggy Zimmerman, the chief negotiator for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Local 799, says the workers want what other employees are getting. Despite the strike, another meeting between the two sides is scheduled for Friday. The majority of the striking workers serve as secretaries, probation officers, and public health nurses. That's a check of WGNU News brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's seasonal positions are now available. Overnight or early morning, part-time stocking positions offer flexible hours, extra cash for the holidays, and discounts at Kohl's. See any Kohl's store for details. Kohl's, expect great things. I'm Peyton Colston reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by FedEx Kinko's. Northbound 55 between Herculaneum and McNutt and Peabody is slow due to an earlier accident. Northbound 55 between Rivers Barracks and Loughboro. Stop and go traffic due to an earlier accident as well. Eastbound 44 from Antire to Merrimack River is flowing freely. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Hanley. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Northbound 270 from Sappington to Big Bend. You've got stop and go traffic. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant. Look for a very heavy volume this hour. Eastbound 70 from K to 79, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, you've got slow traffic as well. Westbound 70 at 94, look for construction. The left lane is closed. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for slow traffic there as well. Southbound 55 between Bates and River de Pere, there's construction work. The two right lanes are closed. There are no delays at this hour. Westbound 5570 split from Exchange onto the PSB is slow. Westbound 64 from 15th Street to 5570 split. Look for slow traffic as well. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, you have slow traffic. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit onto Laclede's Landing, look for very heavy volume. Union at Waterman is a report of an injury accident. And the accident involves a struck light pole that's going on out there. So use caution as you roll up to those approaches. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by FedEx Kinko's. For overnight, ground, or even the heavy stuff, you can always rely on the ultimate and reliable shipping. Relax, it's FedEx. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Today turning warmer. Variable cloudiness with a high in the mid-70s. This evening, partly cloudy with showers possible, low around 55. For Thursday, variable clouds will continue. Another spot shower is possible with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Thursday evening, clouds with a low around 55. And then on Friday, partly sunny skies with a high near 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 60 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 61. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous. But when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound, but the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. 1-877-920-WGNU. You want to check us out? Oh, we're archived every day at whiterosesociety.org. You can iPod us as well, and email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Last hour, as many of you know, we do our weekly, every Wednesday at 7, we do our St. Louis Public Schools Watch. And one of the reasons we do it is because it's obviously it's necessary. And secondly, it's just to illustrate the need to keep our eye on our educational systems that we pay for. There are so many needs that our children have, and as we said in the last hour's show, one of the problems, one of the challenges, one of the ongoing assault on the educational process is, one, the idea that somehow anybody can teach. That somehow that people have removed from their heads and their hearts that teaching is something that you have to be trained for. Teaching is something that you need to have a degree in. Teaching is something that you need to have experience in. And I submit to you all that the undercurrent, the reason why so many people have lowered their standard of what a teacher needs to have in order to teach is because the public schools, in the minds of many, are talking about babies of color. There is this 300-year history of, in this country of we can't do anything with people of color. If you put a warm body, and particularly a warm white body, in a classroom with brown kids, black kids, yellow kids, red kids, those kids, that community should somehow be satisfied and gratified that body is there. Or, if it's not that understanding, it's the understanding that we've tried everything with those kids, there's nothing to do, so whatever we do there, they need to be grateful for it. And I use as an example, as evidence, as proof, that mindset is the program Teach for America, or as I like to call it, Can't Teach for America. In the city of St. Louis Public Schools, there is an effort and afoot, an actions afoot, to replace trained, qualified, degreed, experienced teachers with young kids out of school, straight out of school. No teaching experience, no teaching training, nothing. Basically putting warm bodies in the classroom. What do the kids get for this? They get their tuition paid. What does Can't Teach for America Corporation get for this? They get an extra amount of money for every Can't Teach for America person that is put in, a warm body that's put into a classroom. Qualifications are declining, particularly amongst our elementary, our early education teachers, and we need to talk about this. And we need to talk about the price that this society pays when you devalue what teachers do, and when you accept standards that you wouldn't accept in any other job. You want the carpenter in your house to be somebody that came out of school with a degree in biology? Of course you don't. Well, why would you want an early education teacher teaching your first grader, your second grader, your third grader, someone that's never had a single class on how to teach? We need to talk about this. We have, and it's not just St. Louis, it's happening all over the country. Joining us from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, we have Mark Price, labor economist with Keystone Research Center. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm outstanding. It's not just St. Louis. Qualifications are declining all over the place, aren't they?
Yes. The Keystone Research Center, which is who I work for, we just completed a national study of center-based early childhood education centers. Now, these are child daycare centers that public, private, profit, not-for-profit. One of the defining features of them is that they're based outside of elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
So this is care and education being delivered to young toddlers all the way up to kids just before they enroll in kindergarten programs.
Mm-hmm.
And what we find is that teachers in those kinds of programs, 43% of them had a college degree in the early to mid-80s, whereas today only 30% have a college degree. There's been a dramatic decline in college degree attainment. At the same time, the share of these workers with a high school education or less has actually risen from 24 to 30%.
And this is the education that babies get right before they walk into first grade.
Exactly. It's the work that's done to prepare these kids to go to school. And of course, the kids are enrolled in these kind of programs because either they're single parent or both of their parents are in the workforce. And
the other piece of this is that there's a great deal of educational research out there, studies out there, evidence out there that this is the most important time for a child to learn?
Yes. I mean, in terms of cognitive and social development, it is absolutely the most important time. From an economic perspective, there are studies like the Perry Preschool Project, which identified a relatively small group of African-American children at high risk, high levels of poverty. They divided them into two groups, a control group and a group that received high-quality preschool education. And these kids had teachers with bachelor's degrees and certifications in education. And then they followed those kids throughout the course of their lifetime. And on every measure you can think of, whether it's how well they came to school prepared, whether they graduated from high school or not, the kids who received high-quality early childhood education did much better throughout their life. I mean, one of the sort of statistics that came out of that study is that 60% of the kids who received preschool had earned $20,000 or more at age 40, compared to just 40% of those kids who didn't receive that care. And that's a dramatic result. It's also depressing because it points out, you know, although early childhood education is very important, we still have a tremendous amount of work to be done. done to deal with high poverty populations.
Isn't one of the or is one of the reasons why we have statistics like this kind of a maybe a devaluation of the education process? Do you think that that energy is out there?
I don't. Could you?
Do you think that one of the reasons why we have that this is occurring, that qualifications are declining among that, is because there's been kind of a devaluation of what teachers do?
I think that's certainly a big part of this. I mean, you know, we are still living in a society that tends to view the education of young children in particular as less valuable work. It, you know, traditionally, you know, for a long time, this was work done by women at home. And, you know, there's lots of work done by economists and feminist economists in particular emphasizing this is very valuable work, but it's just not compensated. There's this view that it's less valued. Now, we also find that one of the dramatic trends underlying the decline in qualifications, at least among the group that we're looking at, is a compensation. That nationally, teachers and administrators earn only $10 an hour in this field that we're looking at. Now, the median wage for a female college graduate is $19.23 an hour. I mean, that's a dramatic difference, and that explains in part why over time fewer and fewer college-educated women have entered this field. And I should qualify here that we're not certainly arguing that only women should be in this kind of field. It should be more equitable in terms of gender. But just looking at sort of the trends over the past 20 years, almost 95% of this industry is women, and that itself probably plays a big role in why compensation is so low.
What can be done to reverse these trends?
Well, at least among the population we're talking about, children, you know, from toddlers all the way up to five, I mean, one of the dramatic things about the U.S. economy is that we don't fund that kind of education the same way we fund K through 12. I mean, there are lots of problems with our funding for K through 12, but they're even worse for very young children.
And again, the ages we're talking about.
From just a few months old, a young toddler, all the way up to 5 years of age, mm-hmm. nationally, we don't have large public funding of that kind of education. So it falls primarily to the parents to pay for this kind of education, which is not true once your child enters kindergarten in an elementary school. And because most of the cost, the burden falls on the parents, there is a limit to how much those parents can pay. And, of course, high-quality, you know, education, it costs a lot. And it just given the budgets, and in particular, given the kinds of workers that actually need this service, right? If there are two members of the household in the workforce, there's a reason for that, and it's likely that they have not had a lot of economic opportunity. Now, economists have found that, yes, it's very expensive to have high-quality early childhood education, but the returns are enormous. The numbers I cited for you just of that one Perry preschool study, but other studies looking at larger populations have found that for every dollar we invest in high-quality early childhood education, we get back $10 in benefits. I mean, that's just phenomenal.
There are not many places that you can point to in society that you get that kind of return.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that's competitive with stock market returns.
Mm.
And so we're really doing a disservice to ourselves, to our economy, by not properly investing in this sector, paying better wages so as to not only attract qualified personnel, but also to pay better those who have been in this field. I mean, you know, there are a lot of hardworking people, some with qualifications, some without, who have taken real sacrifices to be here. And what they need is better compensation, and they need resources to help them get more skills, to learn about child development, and help translate that knowledge and understanding into classroom activities that help stimulate children.
And your study looked at both in-home programs and programs outside of the home. Did you find anything significantly different between the stats of in-home and outside of the home?
Yes. We were also able to identify home-based providers, and mm-hmm. these are adults, providing care for pay to non-relatives. And we find that group as a whole, home-based providers, are significantly less educated than the group of of folks who are delivering care in a center-based setting. 56% of home-based providers had a high school education or less, as compared to 46% of all center-based workers. So, and then we also found that only 11% of home-based providers had a college degree or more. And so,
do we have a study that tells us what the future of that is?
What do you mean?
I mean, in terms of if you have children being educated by people that in programs with people that have less than a college degree, just a high school degree, do we have studies that have followed students or children through those after that experience?
No, we don't have a good sense for what kind of impact this is having. We just have the broad outlines that most of the studies of that show the kinds of returns that I'm talking about, that you know, you invest a dollar, you get back $10 in benefits. Most of those studies involve high-quality programs where you've got someone trained in early childhood education.
Okay.
And we don't have good numbers on sort of what are the economic costs of not doing this right.
Okay. And where did you look? Well, I mean, what states did you all investigate when you were putting together your study?
Well, we released larger reports with lots of particular information for seven states, Pennsylvania, New York, Florida, California, New Jersey. We also released some tables on 39 states, but they had a much more limited set of information. I am talking to Missouri. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. I wanted to make sure. do you want me to tell you what we found for Missouri?
Yes. Tell us what you found.
Okay. 31% of teachers and administrators in Missouri center-based programs had a college degree in 2000. Roughly similar to the national pattern. 26% had a high school degree or less.
And that's pretty consistent as well.
Exactly. There isn't a lot of variation nationally. I mean, the biggest variation there is that states in the Northeast typically have higher levels of college degree attainment and educational attainment in general compared to the rest of the nation. We don't have a good explanation yet as to why that is the case, but we do find that whether you're looking at the Northeast or whether you're looking at the rest of the country, the same trend is there, that college degree attainment is declining. Now, in Missouri, we found that the median wage for teachers and administrators is $8.50.
Now, is there something to be said for advocating or solving this or addressing this by requiring some kind of standards that require people to have a certain education experience before they can do this?
We think so, but we want some caution in requiring those standards. I mean, there have to be phase-ins. I mean, and there has to be a recognition that you can't just mandate higher skills in this sector without also raising compensation. That's a huge problem here. So that even if you're not talking about people with qualifications, one of the things that we know as labor economists is that when you do your job, you get better over time. Mm-hmm. You get more experience. Now, classroom education helps a tremendous amount. But this sector is plagued, even if you just ignore the qualifications, is plagued by the wages are so low, you get very high rates of turnover.
Mm.
And that, you know, makes the problem even larger.
Because so, it's not like having a different carpenter come in and finish up your job. There's a problem when you keep changing teachers that cannot be fixed.
Exactly. I mean, if I try to fix something in my house, it's going to take me a tremendous amount of time because I'm a bad carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hire someone who's had the skills, say, for 10 years and has been in the field, they have accumulated all those experiences, and of course we're talking about carpentry. Here we're talking about young children, and
right.
You know, the consequences are much, much greater.
And it doesn't matter for your house if you have three different carpenters that have done the job. It does matter if you keep changing up a teacher on a child.
Oh, yes. I mean, one of the sort of the most important points here is that at the center of this process is a teacher.
A continuity with a teacher.
Yeah, and if they are constantly changing, that hurts the child's development because children get attached.
There you go.
So,
very good. And where can people find a copy of your report?
They can find a copy of our report at, I'll give you two places. You can go to earlychildhoodworkforce.com, or you can find on the web through Google the Economic Policy Institute.
Economic Policy Institute. Mark Price, labor economist with the Keystone Research Center, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Liz, it was a great program. Thank you.
Take care. Listen, folks, I will be back after the news. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. Hello, morning.
Hello, morning. Now when does the fun begin? Goodbye, morning. Sorry it had to end. Well, see, I cried just a little too long. Now it's time for me to be strong.
Commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement. Saturday, October 15th, 2005, in Washington, D.C., St. Louis. You can get involved today. The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191 or online at mmmstlouis.org. It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. The Millions More Movement.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Boynton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by FedEx Kinko's. Northbound 55 between Union and River de Pere. That traffic is easing after an earlier accident. Eastbound 44 between Lewis and the Merrimack River. Nothing to report there. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at 44 is slow. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way into Washington Elizabeth, that's running smoothly now. Eastbound 40 between Woods Mill and Mason Road, look for that traffic to be easing. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction, left lane is closed. Westbound 40 between Bellevue and Hanley, look for no problems or slow traffic there as well. Southbound 55 between Bates and River de Pere, there's construction work. Two right lanes are closed. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 170 between Ladue, look for slow-moving maintenance vehicles. The center lane is closed, and traffic is backing up at Forest Park Parkway. Westbound 5570 split from 4th Street onto the PSB is slow. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything's running smoothly. Southbound Union at Waterman, there's an injury accident involving a vehicle that struck a light pole. Northbound Lindell at Vandeventer, there's a report of an accident as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by FedEx Kinko's. For overnight ground or even the heavy stuff, you can always rely on the ultimate in reliable shipping. Relax, it's FedEx. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Turning warmer today, variable cloudiness, a high in the mid-70s this evening, partly cloudy, a shower is possible with a low around 55. Thursday, variable clouds once again, another chance for showers. The high should be in the mid to upper 70s. Thursday evening, clouds will continue with a low around 55. And then on Friday, partly sunny skies with a high near 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 62 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 60. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Always wanted to own your own home? Who doesn't? Ever worried about qualifying? Who hasn't? Never thought you'd qualify? Here's the answer to that question. Well, you will. Just call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. Owner financing on beautiful rehabbed houses. Call Lisa Krumpaski at 629-7830 for the answer to your home buying question. 314-629-7830 or mail ldkpc at hotmail.com.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams.
Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous. But when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call family, we want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call blanket drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call blanket drive will have two collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard. And at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets. Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Got something within me. Oh, 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 oh yes. So, something within me. Something within me. That vanishes pain. Something within me, Lord, that I can't explain. All I know, I thank my God, I've got something within me.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
After listening to Peter Downs and your last guest, I'm not surprised at the pervasive pessimism that prevails in the educational system in the city of St. Louis. But I'm surprised that another point hasn't been discussed, which I think is significant. After my conversations with African-American students at Forest Park College, they're pessimistic about their future, even if they go through the grind of getting a BA or a master's or even a doctoral degree. And I think that's the reason why maybe there's low motivation among the students, because they say, what's the use? If I get a good education, I'm going to wind up working at Walmart.
Well, I think that that's pervasive across all workers in America now. I think black and white, people of African descent, have had a history of confronting the knowledge that no matter what degree I get, there were people. My mother and father went to college.
Yes.
Even then, they knew that back in the 50s that if I get a degree, I'm still not going to get the same types of jobs as other people get. That is something that the community of African descent has been fighting from day one in this country. So the fact that young people of African descent are describing that today should come a surprise to no one in America that understands what is going on in America. And across the entire economic board, across the entire ethnic board, what is happening in America to children of African descent is happening to white kids as well, because jobs are being eliminated. The understanding of job, the entitlement of a job is being eliminated. When 30 years ago, people understood that there was an understanding in the business world that you got a job, you stayed with the job until you were retired, unless you screwed the job up, and even then, that job was going to be there for you, and that there were certain things that you were going to get from your job. That understanding, the children of this generation don't have that understanding at all, and never will.
Well, I think maybe you're missing my point. What I was trying to say is that let's assume that an African-American student and a white student applied for the same job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the likely outcome of that would be, wouldn't you?
Of course. I talk about it every day on the show, Dimitri. We talk about that. Of course, it's been the same since this country has, since African people were stolen and brought here, of course.
Yeah, and all these studies and all these people who write books about, childhood development and education, not one of them speaks of the fact that there has to be a motivation. You know, if you're going to go, and you've been through it, and I've seen my children have been through it, if you go through the grind of getting a PhD or a law degree, you have to be motivated. You have to feel that what you're doing, that you're going to, all the sacrifices you're going to be rewarded for.
Well, speaking as a woman of African descent, that's one of the amazing things about the people within my community. The fact that we have pursued education in a way that I would say that no other culture has within in the United States of America, against every obstacle that has been put out there, people of African descent have pursued education despite not having that guarantee or that expectation or that understanding that something out there, something else will be out there for you. What I think, Dimitri, is a better thing to advocate to young people, and the thing that the miseducation of the Negro talks about is this. Expect that you're going to start your own job or your own business. Have the understanding that I'm not going to work for somebody else. I'm going to start my own stuff. And I think that that would help a lot of people, a lot of young people, make different decisions about where they decide. Examining what their passion is, and then secondly, deciding where they're going to put their efforts and their energies in when they go into the educational system, the higher educational system. And with the understanding that I'm not going out here trying to work for anybody's corporation, I'm out here to start my own business and my own corporation.
Well, from a white perspective, all I hear is for instance, you mentioned it with Peter Downs about No Child Left Behind. I'd like to see the white community and perhaps the government itself. I know you said a bad word about the government, but I'd rather see a graduate student left behind. I would rather see that as a slogan and the emphasis put on the fact that once we get students through this degrees thing, that there's something out there for them. And there's a sense of hopelessness. I sense that at Forest Park. And the pessimism is pervasive. And I just don't understand why that part of it isn't attacked.
It is attacked with it's not attacked as
government programs.
Yeah, the pessimism piece of that is something that is internal, and also the pessimism piece of it is that there are ways to get around that. There are options are out there. You have to educate people into what some of their options are. One option is to get involved politically to change the dang system that makes it so difficult. The second is to have an understanding of self that I need to start and get my own business. Collectively, I could do this with people that I know. And also, I think one of the reasons why people are pessimistic is because they're in the wrong place doing the wrong thing. I mean, if you study to be a scientist when your heart was an artist, you're never going to be happy. You're always going to be pessimistic, and you're also going to be unable to fulfill your destiny. So those are a couple of things that I got to go, Dimitri.
Okay, thank you,
for your call. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to stay with me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
Mine too. Now you've got more than you can spend, but all of the money in the whole wide world is not gonna help you in the end. Now while there's still time to be saved, don't take that attitude to your grave. Might be too late for you, I'm afraid. So don't take that attitude to your grave. Don't you take it there.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its event and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Beijing. China reports two astronauts have been successfully launched into space. The event took place in the Gobi Desert and was broadcast live on Chinese TV, including pictures from a camera that was mounted on the outside of the spacecraft. The mission is going to last 5 days, and the astronauts will be carrying out various experiments as they orbit the Earth. The Chinese government says the mission is a source of national pride and international prestige. China made its first manned space launch 2 years ago, placing it in an exclusive club with Russia and the United States. The spending on this project is reported to be about $2 billion. The U.S. annual space budget is $16 billion. And a Dateline Washington. Vice President Dick Cheney is much richer today than he was 1 year ago. Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg did an analysis of Cheney's stock options in Halliburton and found out the value has gone up over 3,000% in the last year. It started at $241,000 and is now valued at $8 million. Halliburton has gobbled up $10 billion worth of contracts from the Bush administration for work in Iraq and got some of the first contracts given out for Katrina rebuilding projects. Cheney says he has an agreement in place to donate all after-tax profits from those stock options to charity, and he will not even take any tax deductions for his donations.
He does continue to draw a deferred salary from Halliburton. Last year, he received just under $200,000. This is your wake-up call Global News Update. Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Greetings, this is Minister Louis Farrakhan inviting you to join me for the 10th anniversary commemoration of the Million Man March, Saturday, October 15th, in Washington, D.C. Brothers and sisters, although many wonderful things have happened as a result of the march 10 years ago, the fact is the masses of our people are suffering and are on a death march into the oven of political, economic, educational, social, and moral deterioration. In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, if there ever was a time for us to come together and create a movement, the Millions More movement, that time is now. So be a part of history in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 15th.
For more information, call 361-9191. That's 361-9191.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Ryan.
Some kids have and some kids don't, and some of us are wondering why.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Arthur, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Let me get to this, and then I'll get back to some more of you all. It's all about when you evaluate somebody, because I'm really looking forward to the show that we're going to do on Monday, Bush on the Couch. But let me remind you before I do that. We have some beautiful Millions More items here, and I just want to remind you all that you need to. It's this weekend. It's snuck up on us. It's here. It's here. Millions More movement is this weekend in Washington D.C. If you can go, then you need to call 361-9191, and if you can't go, you need to get down to 1408 North Kings Highway, room 215, and pick up some of these these fabulous items. Here's what I'm going to do, because I care so much about you all. There's a beautiful, beautiful Millions More baseball cap. It's pink. Okay, understand that it's pink. So know that. And I'm going to give one of those away to the sixth caller at 454-6660. The sixth caller, please, if you've won something in the last 30 days, please don't call. Leave room for others that have not won. At 454-6660, the sixth caller, a beautiful Millions More cap. And I would ask you all, those of you that are getting these wonderful free gifts, call down to contribute to the Millions More movement by calling 361-9191. So the sixth caller at 454-6660. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Yes, Liz. A few hours ago on the CBS Overnight News, in broad daylight, as CBS filmed it, the reporter said, "These are busloads of illegal immigrants hired by Halliburton to clean up New Orleans in broad daylight and with no cover or shame." Thank you very much.
We have a winner. We have a winner, folks. We'll be giving away something else real soon here, but we have a winner. Get off my phones. Get off my phones. You know what? You know what? I think that there is something to be said for Jesse Jackson taking busloads of people, of black folks, back to New Orleans for these jobs. I think there is something to be said. I think that there is something to be said. It is every... We have a winner. There is something to be said that every American should be outraged. That all these jobs down here, you can't find folks to hire for the jobs. There are, out of the 2 million people that have been placed, misplaced, displaced, you can't find anybody, any of those folks to come back and get these jobs? And who paid for the busloads of people to come in? Oh, I'm Liz Brown. This is a Wake Up Call. Good God. We have so much to do. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. This winter could be a budget buster in many parts of the country. The Energy Department has released its winter heating forecast. You can expect to shell out a lot more this year, especially if you heat with natural gas.
In the Midwest, where most people use natural gas, it could cost as much as $1,600 to heat a home. Last winter, the average was $950. The price of home heating oil, which is what more people in the Northeast use, is expected to be about one-third higher than last winter. The rising cost of energy will, of course, most hurt those who can least afford it, the poor and the elderly.
ABC's Ron Claiborne in Chelsea, Massachusetts. There are some things you can do.
Your utility company will have a website for you that allows you to know what to do to winterize your home. It's free, and it can save you anywhere from 10 to 50, and that's 50% on your heating bill this winter by just making sure your home is energy efficient.
ABC News financial contributor Melanie Hobson. Monsoon rains in the Northeast, and that's not good for New Hampshire, hit by heavy floodwaters. Four people are missing, including a couple from the town of Alstead, believed to have been washed away in their home. Susan Boyd's home flooded in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Your utility company.
It got scary there. It really did. Because at one point, we thought our windows were literally going to burst. We had people holding in from the inside, and then us, you know, knee-deep in water.
Pakistan's prime minister says new cities will be built in place of those flattened by Saturday's massive earthquake. He told visiting Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice he expects the death toll to climb from the 23,000 counted so far. Special teams from the U.S. are due to arrive to help clear roads and reach remote villages. A five-year-old girl was found alive in the rubble of a collapsed home today. Former Vice President Al Gore, visiting in Sweden, says he has no intention of ever running for president again. This is ABC News.
It's real simple. You plant seeds, you water, it grows.
It grows.
People want to buy it year in and year out.
Year in and year out.
All I did was give it a name. My name is Joe Pedot, and I discovered...
Let's all discover the next big thing. Wednesday nights start at 8 with Extreme Engineering, followed by Mythbusters at 9 and Beyond Boundaries at 10. An all-new Wednesday starts at 8 on the Discovery Channel.
Get the good stuff.
Even with today's high-tech engines, a good old-fashioned oil change is still the most important maintenance you can do. Changing your oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles improves fuel economy and dependability and helps you avoid costly repairs. But right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get quality Napa conventional motor oil for just $1.39 per quart. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
There have been many reports about college students and binge drinking, but it's also a problem among younger kids. ABC's Pam Coulter has more.
A University of Michigan survey found 1 in 10 eighth graders rated themselves binge drinkers. Johns Hopkins' Dr. Alan Jaffe says it's not clear if breathalyzers or random tests help cure the problem, but he said good parenting does.
Kids who feel that they have a good connection with their parents, who feel supported by their parents, are much less likely to drink.
And he says parents should let kids help set the rules.
Kids need to know that there'll be consequences. I think they should have a role in setting those consequences.
Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
Apple Computer is set to unveil yet another product. No word on what it might be. Apple is good at keeping a secret, but industry observers think it may be an iPod capable of playing video. To date, consumers have snapped up about 28 million iPod players. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
I'm Peyton Colston with a check of WGNU News. This report brought to you by Blake and Davis Realtors. In the news, union leaders are requesting a meeting with Lohr Distributing. This comes after the company fired striking Teamsters. Teamsters Local 600 President Dan McKay calls this action disheartening and says it's an effort by Lohr to bust the union. Teamsters walked off the job in May. Lohr Distributing has declined to comment on the situation. In Sunset Hills, a group opposed to a planned retail development is asking the city to rescind its development agreement with the Novus Corporation. The development near Interstate 44 and Lindbergh would replace the Sunset Manor subdivision. The group, Stop the Sunset Hills Land Grab, says Novus has admitted it cannot finance the planned development and has failed to live up to its promises to Sunset Manor homeowners, leaving some of them with two mortgages. In other news, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals are protesting J. Crew. A group of 10 PETA protesters gathered outside Plaza Frontenac yesterday to protest J. Crew's fur sales. PETA spokesperson Mounty Vuverdies says people who think they're buying a certain kind of fur might not be getting what they're expecting.
There aren't any laws to label the fur that comes out of China, and China has become the biggest importer in the world of fur. There's a lot of killing cats and dogs for their fur, and they're not labeling it, meaning that any consumer here that would go into a store and buy a fur coat or even just fur trim, they could be buying dog or cat fur.
The partially nude protesters yesterday wanted to depict the plight of animals skinned alive for their fur. They're urging the public to boycott J. Crew because they've gone back on their word and have refused to follow the example of other stores that have a no-fur policy. J. Crew did not wish to comment. And that's a check of WGNU News. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. This report brought to you by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Kara Dambach at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get a real hometown advantage with their e-advantage, excellence, expertise, and experience, all at Blake and Davis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Northbound 55 at Arsenal, a truck lost wood chipper, and it's in the roadway. Two right lanes are blocked, so use caution as you roll up to that area. Eastbound 44 between Lewis and the Merrimack River Bridge, no problems to report. Eastbound 70 at Kay and Blanchette, no problems there. Northbound 270 at 44, everything's looking good. Westbound 270 at Bell Fountain and 170, nothing to report there. Westbound 70 at 94, look for road construction. Left lane is closed in both directions. 40 at Hanley, that traffic is starting to ease up this hour. Southbound 55 between Basin and River de Pere, there's construction work. Two right lanes are closed. There are no delays. Eastbound 364 over the Creek Corps Lake Bridge, three right lanes are closed until October 18th for bridge work. Expect delays. Maryland Heights Expressway ramp to eastbound 364 is also closed. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, that traffic's finally easing up. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing looks good. And in both directions, Tesson Ferry between Lindbergh and Gravois, you can expect some delays due to paving operations going on there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, trust your local Toyota dealers that know your vehicle best for convenient service and competitive prices. Oil changes, tires, batteries, and brakes, they do it all. That's moving you forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, turning warmer, variable cloudiness, a high in the mid-70s this evening. Partly cloudy skies. There is a shower possibility possible, and the low will be around 55. For Thursday, variable clouds. Spot showers are expected with a high in the mid-70s. Thursday evening clouds with a low around 55, and Friday, partly sunny skies, a high near 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 62 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 61, both under mostly sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Wake Up Call family. We want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call blanket drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call blanket drive will have two collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard. And at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets. Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. Stop, stop, stop.
kill tonight. Remember.
The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal citizenship.
So we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
In the air, I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother,
welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. By a margin of 50% to 44%, Americans want Congress to consider impeaching George W. Bush if he lied about the war in Iraq, according to a new poll conducted by IPOS Public Affairs, a highly regarded nonpartisan polling company. The poll interviewed 1,000 U.S. adults on October 6 through 9. The poll found that 50% agreed with the statement, quote, if President Bush did not tell the truth about his reasons for going to war with Iraq, Congress should consider holding him accountable by impeaching him. Isn't that something? 44% disagreed, 6% said that they didn't know or declined to answer. The poll has a plus or minus of 3.1 margin of error. And amongst those who felt strongly either way, 39 strongly agreed, 30% strongly disagreed. According to the people that commissioned the poll, the results of this poll are truly astounding. Now, the responses, they did what the polls are supposed to do. Responses varied by political party affiliation. 72% of the Democrats favored impeachment, compared to 56% of the independents and 20% of the Republicans. Responses also varied based upon age and income. Solid majorities of those under the age of 55, 54%, as well as those with incomes below $50,000, 57%, supported the impeachment. Majorities favored impeachment in the Northeast at 53%, in the West at 51%, and even the South at 50%. Now, this desire for impeachment of George W. Bush has surged since June. There is a dramatic transformation in support for Bush's impeachment since late last June. Now, this is only the second poll that has asked Americans about their support for impeaching Bush in 2005, despite his record low approval ratings.
The Zogby poll, conducted on June 27th to 29th, of 905 likely voters, found that 42% agreed and 50% disagreed with the statement that was asked, quote, if Bush did not tell the truth about his reasons to going to war with Iraq, Congress should consider holding him accountable by impeaching him. Now, after the June poll, pollster John Zogby told the Washington Post that support for the impeachment was much higher than I expected. At the time, impeachment supporters trailed opponents by 8%. Now supporters outnumber opponents by 6%. What does this mean? It's a remarkable 14% shift. In August and September of 1998, remember 1998? 16 major polls asked about impeaching Bill Clinton. Only 36% supported hearings to consider impeachment. Only 26% supported actual impeachment and removal. Even so, now understand that, compare, we're talking about 40-something percent of folks, 50% to 44%. Americans want Congress to consider impeaching Bush. Bill Clinton, at the height of his mess, 1998, only 36% supported impeachment hearings, to consider impeachment. Now, let's just break that down for a second. Let me get this straight. That even though we had news media 24 hours a day, 24/7, that's a technical way of saying it, the numbers for impeachment for Clinton were only 36%, and 26% supported the actual impeachment. Now, both the Zogby poll and the IPost poll ask about support for impeachment of Bush if he lied about the reasons for war. Now, note that neither one of these polls asks simply about the support for impeachment. Pollsters predict that asking simply about impeachment without any context would produce a large number of I don't know responses. And I guess the question we should be asking is well, do people really believe that Bush lied about the reasons for war? Well, just so happens. The Washington Post, ABC Washington Post affiliates took a poll on June 23rd through June 26th, and found that 52% of Americans believe that the Bush administration deliberately misled the public before the war. 57% say that the Bush administration, quote, intentionally exaggerated its evidence that pre-war Iraq possessed nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. You know why? You know what's so surprising about this? And you know what's so true about the feelings out there, that most Americans, if you ask them that question, they would say impeach the so-and-so. But you know what's so telling about this? Is that this is how Americans feel without any push, shove, pressure, message after message from our press. Ain't nobody out there telling folks, bringing up the story of impeach him. Imagine if ABC, NBC, CBS, and FOX spent a show a day for a week, raising the I word, impeachment word. What do you think? I think that some citizen out here, some true red, white, and blue American, would commandeer a train, hang out a banner on the outside of it, and say, "This is the impeachment train. Everybody in America, get on it, because we're going to impeach him." Imagine if there were a, let me see, Democrats. Imagine if the Democrats took some money out, like Republicans took some money out and funded just an impeachment campaign, just an impeachment information campaign. He lied, we died, impeach him. You know, five words, or six words, or however many, less than 10 words. He lied, we died, impeach him. You know? He lied, impeach him. He lied about a dress, he lied about a war. People need to be punished. He lied about a dress, he lied about a war. No one died. No one even got divorced. People died. He lied, we died, impeach him. Suppose the good old dean. Democratic folks, if they just, you know, moveon.org, just get together and put it out there. He lied. We died. Impeach him. How hard is that? How hard is that? Mr. Smith.
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Just had a couple comments. The first one being is, well, I don't necessarily think Saddam at that time, because he knew he was under great scrutiny, had weapons of mass destruction, but I believe he had been working on them and had capabilities of making them.
Well, if you read Scott Ritter's report, and Scott Ritter is speaking before the National Press Club, I believe this weekend, he did not. They didn't have the capabilities for making. They didn't even have a wet dream about making them at this point in time. They didn't, they couldn't, were unable to do it.
Well, a lot of it, as you know, when his dad in the original war went to war with Saddam, it was proven that they were, it was that they had a lot of it under works. And like, for instance, he would do it in a trailer, have the trailer move, and sometimes
when actually when Colin Powell went
right.
to the UN and waved those pictures around, do you know that he retracted those? Oops, no, there wasn't anything there. I'm sorry, those pictures were a lie. Didn't know that, did you?
Well,
those pictures were a lie. There weren't any moving trailers of nuclear weapon making materials rolling around the highways and byways and sand dunes of Iraq. Never happened. Well, never happened.
And another thing, I think probably most of this is probably over the oil in Iraq. I don't think the Bush administration wants to admit it, but that's what I believe, that this war was about, controlling the oil, because the Bush family is famous for the oil, and I believe that's probably one of his biggest concerns for invading Iraq. Now, I think he had justifiable cause to do that at the time? Probably not. But at the
probably.
Well,
it was a preemptive strike. They hadn't done anything to us. And even if they had nuclear weapons, we're not allowed to preemptively strike a country. And if that's the case, why haven't we preemptively struck North Korea?
Well, I guess because North Korea was willing. Well, they
at the time that they had them, they said we have them and you can't take them away from us. And still today, they still haven't taken it off the table. So why haven't we struck them?
That's the Pyongyang or Empire, something like that. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correct or something like
the
that.
The answer is that they still have the capabilities. They're still working on the capabilities, and we still haven't even talked about preemptively striking them. And the reason is because they will fight back. And they have a 1 million-person standing army. They kick our butts.
I wouldn't necessarily say that they don't have the technology.
They have a 1 million-person standing army. Yes, they do have the capabilities. If we took war to them, we wouldn't win.
I wouldn't say we wouldn't win.
Why? Based on what? But I mean, what are you basing that on? They have nuclear weapons. They have the ability. They have a 1 million-person army. They can't shoot one at us?
But probably, I think they said the farthest it would reach was California.
They can't get one to us?
I believe the intelligence of the United States.
You believe the intelligence of the United States after 9/11? You believe they know what they're doing?
Well, to a certain extent, because they're not saying that they didn't know, but because they knew about 9/11 before it even happened, if I'm not
So then why would you, if that is the case, two things. If they knew about it and allowed Americans to die, you're going to trust information that comes out of them? Or if they didn't know about it and Americans died, you're going to trust them? You believe the CIA and the intelligence offices, the same intelligence people that sent the military to Louisiana and New Orleans, that said because people were being murdered and raped and all of that, sent the military to New Orleans. And, oh, that same intelligence that we got from them, it was wrong, too. They were wrong about intelligence on American soil, and they're wrong about intelligence on other people's soil. Why would we believe anything that they trust anything that they say?
Well, because I think it goes back to Homeland Security. I don't think that they, after 9/11, probably was a wake up call. I don't think they're willing to let anything.
Based on what?
Rape is so high. Based on how many people died in 9/11.
But the people from 9/11, you know, the people from the victims of 9/11 are suing the government because the government, the people that you're saying that they would never let it happen again, are not paying them. Do you know that there are people that are suffering from illnesses and life threatening illnesses because the government, the EPA told people it was safe to go down there and work and sent them down there without any kind of protection. Our government told them to do that, and then they're suing the government. Do you know that this I could go on and on about the things that this government has not done since 9/11. There is no basis to believe that a government that continues to make the same mistake. Homeland Security was supposed to respond to Katrina. How'd they do with that?
And like and another issue.
Nope, gotta go. My name is Liz Brown. It's the Wake Up Call. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone, George.
How you doing, Miss Brown?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Well, I hope some indictments will come against this administration, against Karl Rove.
Karl Rove, Scooter Libby. Dick Cheney.
You know, leaking that information on that Joseph Wilson's wife.
That's what I'm talking about. Scooter Libby is the top assistant to Dick Cheney. He leaked it too.
Get him on. His job and get some of these criminals out of there because they're loaded. There's a nest of them up in that White House, nothing but criminals, and they lied about everything. They lied about the weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, they did.
They lied about that war. It's just been nothing but lies. And this president has no domestic agenda for this country.
Fair enough.
All he knows how to do is cut programs and protect the wealthy, the powerful, and those type of people. That's the way I see it.
He lied. We died. Impeach him.
Right. I agree on that. And I think more momentum toward that is building because I drive a cab downtown and I have a bumper sticker that says Impeach Bush. And I always get people that, I get 10-1 saying I like your bumper sticker.
See?
I agree with you on that.
See? And you have a cab and you're talking to people every day.
Every day. Everybody is beginning to hate this man. He's a hated person. He's horrible. But I wanted to comment on, I was watching Larry King, I guess it was last week, and he had Walter Cronkite on there and he was saying that, he said, you know, in my opinion, he said, over covering the news for 50 or something years, he said, you just can't. You're either going to have to do one or two things. He said, you're going to have to tell the people in New Orleans, we can't pay for your suffering, all the damage, or you're going to have to pull out of Iraq because he said, this, you can't pass this kind of debt onto your children. He said, this deficit has just ballooned out of control.
Absolutely.
With this president, he says he's just spent to the limits.
And we got to roll. And I got to roll, George. But thank you so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. Another car phone.
Liz Brown.
Hello on the car phone.
I don't know how long these people are going to keep their head in the sand and talk about technology winning wars.
Jesus.
You can't win a war with technology. People who are determined are not going to put up with it.
Why haven't we won the war?
Ask the Vietnamese.
Why haven't we won the war in Iraq if we can win a war? We can't beat a country with no Air Force.
With nothing.
We can't beat it.
These people came from out of the country and they're kicking our behind
and
because we have no business there.
And they didn't bring an Air Force with them. We have dropped 50,000 bombs on Iraq, and we still haven't won the war.
And let's don't talk about that depleted uranium that we basically devastated their country with, and we're killing our own people with. So that gentleman that was talking to you about whatever he was trying to say, he needed to go read his history. We didn't win Vietnam, and we're not going to win this war because we have no business over there.
We've dropped 50,000 bombs, and we haven't won the war. Good God, what does that say?
Let's don't talk about the fact that we ran out of ammunition, too.
Thanks for your call.
All right,
take
Liz.
Care of yourself. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me.
Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenihan from 4 to 6.
Artiste is an annual event designed to showcase the artists who live and work in Madison County. Join the event this year on October 15th and 16th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., starting at the Jacoby Arts Center, 627 East Broadway in Alton, Illinois. Begin your self-guided tour at the Arts Center. You may studio hop or stroll the historic downtown areas of Edwardsville and Alton. This tour is free. To find out more, call 618-656-3348 or go to www.madisoncountyartscouncil.org. Art news to you from WGNU.
You're looking to get into real estate. Where do you go? What do you do? Call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Properties available from $50,000 to $200,000. Available with no money down. Take your choice of area, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, or St. Charles County. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Get into the game. Make the first move. Call Lisa Krempaski, 629-7830. That's Lisa Krempaski, 314-629-7830. Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
What's up, St. Louis? This is George Cotton.
And I'm Syl Wilson.
And, of course, we're your host of The Real Deal with George and Syl.
The place where you end and start the week.
Well, now you can end and start your week on Tuesday. That's right, starting Tuesday, July 5th, you can catch The Real Deal on Tuesday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight. Join George and Syl for an informative and controversial talk show now on Tuesday nights from 10 to midnight here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Greetings, this is Minister Louis Farrakhan inviting you to join me for the 10th anniversary commemoration of the Million Man March, Saturday, October 15th in Washington, D.C. Brothers and sisters, although many wonderful things have happened as a result of the march 10 years ago, the fact is the masses of our people are suffering and are on a death march into the oven of political, economic, educational, social, and moral deterioration. In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, if there ever was a time for us to come together and create a movement, the Millions More movement, that time is now. So be a part of history in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 15th.
For more information, call 361-9191. That's 361-9191.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. It's the mass, I've got to rise up. You got to rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Yeah, you gotta rise up, oh. Rise up,
oh. Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I just love folks that are so, and it's just amazing to me, folks that are so disconnected. Do you know that there were three explosive devices found in a courtyard between two Georgia Tech dormitories on Monday, and they were part of a terrorist act? I'm talking about in Atlanta. One of the devices exploded, injuring the custodian who found them inside of the plastic bag. The custodian suffered ringing to his ears. It's a terrorist act at this point, said the police department, and depending upon the outcome of the investigation, it could be potentially a federal violation as well. Why do we hear more about baby bumpers at in New York City? And then we're hearing about this. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, Liz. A while ago, one of the kids that are here with me overheard you say something about somebody not having a wet dream of a chance, and they asked what you meant. And I said, oh, Liz is just being a little trashy today. Is that what you meant?
I love the way that you get on the show and you lie.
Because you said that?
Because there were no children with you. That's the thing that
sure.
A lot of, you're a liar. You're an absolute liar that any child was with you and any child asked you that. You're
how
using
would you
you're
answer,
using
though?
You were using that as a reason or as an opportunity to say something that you as an adult don't have the courage to say by yourself. And that's one of the problems with people
you
that think
crashing?
That people that think like you. The problem with people that think like you is the similar to the problems of the Republican Party. They hop on the backs of people who didn't ask them there because they don't have the moral courage to stand alone by themselves and say what they think that they believe. You lie, they lie about what black people want. They lie about what women want. They lie about what even what Christian people want in order to get themselves elected into office. Ralph Reed hopped on the back of all the people like you, talking about morality when he was cutting deals, stealing money from Native Americans in order to establish gambling facilities. That's the king of the Christian coalition. He's got you people so pumped up about scared of words out here, fixated on the breast of Janet Jackson instead of
the real obscenities that happen out here. Don't be scared of sex. Be scared of the fact that we have a multi-trillion dollar deficit as a result of giving money away to people who don't need it, haven't earned it, and shouldn't get it. Don't lie about babies. Don't lie about the children. Be a grown-up. And don't be scared of sex. It's your problem. Car phone.
You know what? Thank you. Somebody has to hold people like that responsible. You know, that's what we're, you know, I was just thinking earlier, and I don't know, I know there's a couple on this station, and, you know, but very few across the board, people that were responsible for souping up this country into going to war, you know, they're quietly creeping out of the scenes right now. Nobody's holding them accountable.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. And that's, but yes and no. I mean, on the other side, we have this perfect storm of things coming together with Karl Rove, with Tom DeLay, with Scooter Libby, with Bill Frist, with the whole, do you know that the Christian Coalition is just about bankrupt? Which is, you know, a delicious irony or a delicious statement of truth. Christian Coalition is bankrupt, been bankrupt.
You know what? These people need to hold their pastors, because that's another thing. These churches helped us get into, help Bush take us to Iraq. You know, nobody, I don't hear anybody holding these preachers and pastors accountable. You know, let's not just stop at impeaching George Bush. Let's get these records open, these presidential records going all the way back to the 70s that he's put a secrecy thing on. Let's get some of this stuff opened up. You know, I'm not really a Democrat, but I'll tell you what, we should all get it together and start hollering. We want these records open. We want this man impeached, and we want to see exactly what these people have been up to since the 70s, because you had that guest on yesterday talking about how they were practicing this Twin Tower stuff.
In 1976, that the military in Germany was practicing how to take down the Twin Towers with airplanes, box cutters, and terrorists.
Okay, let's go back and see what they did to us in Iran.
Thanks for
your
call.
Let's see what they did to Jimmy Carter. Let's see what they did to this country in Iran. Let's see about these drugs coming into this country ever since the Iran-Contra, this crack cocaine epidemic, supposedly.
All right.
You know, let's find out what these people have been up to. But thank you for holding people up responsibly.
Thanks,
Steve. Thank you very much.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Larry.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing?
I am outstanding.
Liz, I've been listening to you for years and years. Not that long, because you're not that old. But the idea is we need more people to tell the world about the problems that we have in this country when it comes down to race, when it comes down to politics. The white politician scare the white voter. He tell us one thing and go in the white neighborhood and tell them something else.
I hear you.
And when things happen in this country, nobody takes the blame. And the one thing that the Democrats need to learn how to do and start doing, Ronald Reagan killed the Democrats with those liberals. He come up with so many different angles with the liberals, and the poor white person don't really understand. He's poorer than the average black person. But when these politicians get through putting the poor white man in a trick bag, he don't have nobody else to put in that trick bag. He go back to where he used to be. And then you got all of these Republicans, such as Jim Talent, voting against white America. Now you take bankruptcy, for example. More white people file bankruptcy than black folks. But Jim Talent was put in there by white folks, and he's cutting their own throat by voting against things that would help them. And your raise, overtime pay, and all that crap. This country is the most ungrateful country in the world, and they done throwed the union completely away. You don't hear a doggone thing about the union anymore.
All right, and I am so sorry, Larry. I have got to go. But thank you so much for your thoughts.
Okay,
appreciate
Liz, take it easy.
All right, we're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much, much, much to talk about, much, much, much to do, much, much, much to tend to. Let's get on it. I'll be back after this.
Plane fell from the sky. We trying to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God. Who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS till it happens to you. Just be a man, make plans, listen to your voice. A woman's trying to make decisions. We should leave them a choice. Cause who are we to say who lives and dies? Breathe and stop. All this judgments on other lives needs to stop. What are we living for? Giving more back than taking. On my knees, still waiting for my own salvation. Now I feel abandoned. Cause
scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly the discipline, to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Monrovia. The first round of results should be known in the next day or two from Liberia's first election since a 14-year civil war ended in 2003. Turnout was reported to be massive. Citizens are listening to media reports intently. 22 people were on the ballot for president. A second round of voting between the top two vote-getters will likely be held next month unless one of the 22 gets over half of the vote. The process was complicated because there's only 120 miles of paved road in the entire country of Liberia, and ballot boxes had to be taken to over 3,000 polling places and then returned. And Dateline Jefferson City. The Missouri Department of Transportation is going to spend $3 million a year for a new program that will allow the state to monitor the movements of drivers on highways by tracking them with their cell phones. A Canadian company has developed the technology that measures the signal strength of the phone as it moves from one cell to another. It's processed against a map to show what road you're on and how fast you're going, which could be another way for the government to give you a speeding ticket. There will be no way for you to know if you're being monitored either. A pilot program of the same nature was started earlier this year in the Baltimore area. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
If you like to get things done in one easy step, Regional Exposure 2005 is the place to be on Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. at St. Clair Square. Just one stop to see exhibits that represent hundreds of manufacturers, distributors, and services from around the region. Whether you're looking for new siding at the Anchor Siding Display or that unique craft item, product, or service you didn't even know you wanted or needed, you'll find it at Regional Exposure 2005. Plus, lively entertainment and dozens of prizes to be given away all weekend. Regional Exposure 2005, Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., and Sunday, October October 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square. Sponsored by Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. More details at www.spcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement.
Saturday, October 15th, 2005 in Washington, D.C.
St. Louis, you can get involved today. The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement,
call 361-9191
or toll free 866-361-9191
or online at mmmstlouis.org.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March, the Millions More Movement.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. My name is Liz Brown. What's your name? Well, yeah, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. This is the wake-up call. Get to me. Don, good morning.
Hi, Liz. This is Don.
How are you?
Wonderful, and just truly enjoy your show every morning.
Well, thank you.
And I was just listening to your previous caller, and I just wanted to kind of ditto him. He really states what's going on, and that this group of Republicans have done more to harm race relations, has done more to diminish the quality of life for more Americans than any group of politicians that I have ever seen.
It's breathtaking. It's a they are a breathtaking group of fellas.
Yeah, they truly are. I mean, it takes a special group of people to send kids to war and then cut funding to the VA hospitals.
It takes a very special person. It takes a very special person to look in the face of Katrina and decide that cutting food stamps at $80 a month is the way to fix what happened in Katrina. It takes a very special person.
And they can airdrop food into Pakistan the next day.
Yes, they can.
But it took 6 days to get help to the people in the Superdome.
But Pakistanians shouldn't feel comforted that they're getting a better response than we did, because George Bush first said, okay, we'll send $500,000. What the, huh? 30,000 people died and America's going to respond with $500,000? He only recently upped that to $5 million. It's crazy. It's just this administration is just jaw-droppingly crazy.
And, you know, I never thought as an American and as a Christian that I would be justifying torture.
Mm.
I mean, these people are truly sick, evil individuals.
Mm. George W. Bush is going to veto a spending bill for defense. Now, defense is what he loves. Defense is what he defines himself as. We're talking about flapjackets for our babies, bullets for our babies over there fighting this illegal war. He's going to veto that because John McCain, a fellow Republican who is a survivor of torture as a POW, they put a component in that bill saying that we need to be able to hold our people to standards that they don't abuse prisoners in our control.
Oh, I know.
This is crazy.
This person has disgusted me. You know, my dad and my uncle made 11 beach landings in the South Pacific, and between them won 11 Bronze Stars.
Mm.
I was in Vietnam, and I've got a National Guard deserter questioning my patriotism.
Mm.
You know, and how people can continue to be enablers of these people is just beyond me, because that's what they are. Each and every supporter of him is an enabler of corruption.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Don. Enabler of corruption. I like that. I like that. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
Ms. Evelina, good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, I saw the news that someone in New Orleans was beaten. Is there a way? I need to know. Is there a way? You know the young man that I'm speaking of?
Yes, I talked about it on Monday. I had the tape on my show on Monday of the beatdown.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, when he was beaten down, can I ask you this? As a lawyer, is there a way that you can contact anyone on that man's behalf?
Well, certainly. I mean, they would all be eyewitnesses to it. The camera person that took the picture, the producer that was standing there directing the camera, the people that were walking in the streets, all of them with regard to his case would be people that should be contacted by his lawyer in order to testify during his trial.
Can you fight Jim Crow? The Jim Crow Act, can you fight that?
I don't know what you mean, how that pertains to what we're talking about. What part
only,
of Jim Crow?
Only because they had called in the... What do those people call when you have an emergency? You know those people that they called in, the martial law people.
There's no martial law in New Orleans right now.
Okay, so it was lifted at the time that he was beaten?
Yeah, there was no martial law, right.
Okay, so this is what I'm asking. Under Jim Crow, is there an act that says is you can still beat someone because martial law was lifted? And then the cameras caught him,
No, ma'am. I just want to put that out there.
Not at all?
No, there was no martial law. There is no Jim Crow law. There is no martial law. The laws of the country of the United States are supposed to the Constitution of the United States, and federal, state, and local laws still apply.
Are there under any laws down there right now?
That would prevent him from defending himself against these charges? No,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
No laws whatsoever?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. D, good morning.
The top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
The rest of the day to you.
Thank you. Mr. White, I think his name is, that got hit.
Yes.
Got his head banged up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
They really hurt him because he said it wasn't racially motivated.
I think that they...
He done something to him.
They messed his head up.
They did indeed.
They messed his head up.
Thank you, doctor.
Because he no good for nobody now. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Ike, good morning.
Yeah, this is ridiculous for people talking about that man's situation. That man put a suit for everything they can get out of them people down there. And them cops, they haul their butts off in police cars without pay, which don't mean nothing. But at least they did the right thing for that. But they're in big trouble.
They should be.
They should be. And, I mean, this lady called him before about this old Jim Crow. I think she's a racist herself.
Huh?
Because they just called in and come out Jim Crow this and martial law. It didn't make sense to me.
Well, just because it didn't make sense doesn't make her a racist. I know who it is, and she was just trying to figure it out. That's
well,
all.
I know, but this doesn't make sense to me.
All right, gotcha.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Oh, today is the last day to register to vote if you want to vote in the special election next month.
Alrighty.
That's all I want to say.
Alrighty.
Okay, so we got to get organized. Start on the local level.
Alright, thanks for your call. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Quickly, please. We only have 2 seconds, 2 minutes here. Go right ahead.
Okay. The lady who called, this man who was beaten
in
New Orleans,
yes,
he was on the news last night. I think he was even on Nightline.
Okay.
He said he's a teacher, he doesn't drink, and he thought that the incident was not racially motivated.
That's right.
And he was not going to press charges.
And that's why I think that they messed his head up. I think that they messed his head up when they hit him on the ground.
Yeah.
He lost his mind.
Thank you.
He lost his mind. Ask me how many non-drinking teachers, white 64-year-old men have ever had their heads cracked against the sidewalk in the city of New Orleans by cops in front of a camera. You crazy. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I want to thank you for your service. And I appreciate the way the call about the special election coming up. Now, my question is the legality of leafleting of cars on church parking lots the Sunday before the election, if it's legal to take those leaflets off the cars, or just, I know this is one of their favorite, one of Roe's favorite weapons.
It is legal for people to do that unless the church has somebody out there saying no trespassing on their property. And that's kind of hard to do when a church wants everybody to come into their property. So yeah, it's legal to do unless people want to keep you off because it's private property.
How about taking the leaflets off the car?
Oh, you can take them off. Yeah, there's no law that says that they have to stay. And I got a roll. That's got to be
all
the
right,
last note.
You.
You're welcome, Liz Brown. Wake up call. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Skyrocket this winter.
You pay for the gas bill now, including electricity, too.
They've gone up so high, and if they go up anymore, I don't know what we'll do.
That woman in Chicago. The Energy Department says natural gas users can expect to pay 50% more this winter, 30 to 40% more for those who heat with oil. There's already a run on some items at hardware stores and home centers.
Space heaters, weather stripping, and shrink films for the windows. And there's also a lot of people that are upgrading older homes that are coming in buying vinyl windows.
Tom Collins owns the Colmar Home Center in Margate, New Jersey. NOAA meteorologist Michael Halpert says the long-range forecast points to an average winter a little warmer than normal in the west and central U.S.
It's still winter, so there's going to be a lot of variability, and certainly in North Dakota, even if temperatures are a little above normal, it's still going to be cold.
In the northeast right now, it's very wet. That's not good for some areas already underwater. In flood-ravaged southwest New Hampshire, three people have died and four to six are missing. It's believed two people in the town of Alstead were swept away in their home. Winter is arriving in Pakistan, and earthquake victims are now battling rain and bone-chilling cold. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has met with Pakistani leaders in Islamabad and promised more U.S. aid in the short term.
There will be a tomorrow, and the tasks of reconstruction recovery will be quite large.
Officials believe the quake may have claimed 40,000 lives in Pakistan and India and left at least a million people homeless. A five-year-old girl was pulled alive from the rubble of a home in Pakistan today. Bridgestone Firestone has agreed to pay $240 million to Ford to settle claims related to the tire maker's 2000 recall of defective tires. People Magazine reports on its website Sienna Miller and Jude Law have ended their engagement. This is ABC News.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. First myth, if you fly for the holidays, you can't afford a trip next year.
Pish! With Travelocity, you'll get a great holiday fare plus up to $100 off your next vacation.
Myth two, most people put off holiday shopping till the last minute.
Not me. I finished my shopping in 1975. Hope you like pet rocks.
Book a holiday flight with your MasterCard card and get up to $100 off next year's vacation. Restrictions apply. Travelocity.com/holiday for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4, $6, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is planning to hold Supreme Court confirmation hearings within a month for nominee Harriet Myers. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky has more.
Trying to stave conservative criticism of its Supreme Court nominee, the Bush administration dispatched Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to talk up Harriet Myers.
I'm confident that Harriet is going to come to every case with an open mind.
Presidential Advisor Karl Rove discussed the nomination with Focus on the Family leader James Dobson.
She appears to be a very competent woman who will interpret the law but not create it.
Dobson says Rove told him the president considered only women, but several refused to be considered because the confirmation process is so rigorous. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Martha Stewart Living is teaming up with one of the nation's largest home builders. KB Home will build a line of new homes designed by Martha Stewart. The first community will feature about 650 homes in the town of Cary, North Carolina. They'll be inspired by Martha's own homes in New York and Maine. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
-64 degrees at 10:04 in Mid-America. This WGNU News Update brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer. I'm Frank Ladd with WGNU News. A 17-year-old Farmington High School student facing three counts of assault on school property for firing a shotgun in a school bathroom. Farmington Police Chief Rick Baker explains.
Shotgun was brought into the school in a small duffel bag. The shotgun was put together in the stall in the bathroom. A student walked into the bathroom, questioned whether the shotgun was real. That's when the suspect shot the shotgun into the ceiling of the bathroom.
No one was hurt in the incident. The school was evacuated. Baker says the suspect, who is a special needs student, tells police he brought the gun to school to alienate himself from the high school. A Jefferson County man will serve 4 years behind bars for child molestation. Claude Bracken was sentenced yesterday after pleading guilty in June to molesting a girl over a three-year period. The 56-year-old Arnold man abused the girl from June of 2001 through February of 2004. The young girl was just 5 years old when the abuse began. A 25-year-old man is charged with reckless homicide in the death of a man in the Metro East. Jeffrey Graham charged yesterday after allegedly hitting Gregory Hamill with his car in the parking lot of Rusty's restaurant on September 16th. Hamill died of his injuries on Saturday. Graham is also charged with two counts of aggravated drunken driving. Approximately 400 Madison County employees are picketing today after a breakdown in contract talks between county officials and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Local 799. Despite the strike, more contract talks are scheduled for Friday. Many of the striking workers serve as secretaries, probation officers, maintenance staff, and public health nurses. They say one of their main concerns is a two-tier wage system. A $28 million high-rise condominium complex is coming to the Central West End. Details on the 10-story building called 4545 will be released during a morning news conference at the construction site along the 4500 block of Lindell Boulevard. The condos, currently priced from $500,000 to over $1 million, project expected to be completed in spring of 2007. In sports, the American League Championship Series began last night in Chicago with the Los Angeles Angels claiming a 3-2 win over the White Sox in Game 1 of the best-of-seven series. Garrett Anderson hit a solo homer, and Paul Byrd gave up just two runs in six-plus innings for the win. Game 2 today in Chicago. In St. Louis, the NLCS gets underway tonight. Cy Young candidate Chris Carpenter scheduled to go for the Cardinals. Andy Pettitte goes for the Houston Astros. First pitch just after 7 tonight at Busch Stadium. And the Blues finally picked up their first win of the season, 4-1 last night over the Blackhawks. Hey, you got to put Lincoln Mercury on your list. With new cars like the midsize Milan, new SUVs like the Mariner Hybrid, and the redesigned Mountaineer, why blend in when you can stand out? It's a good question, Don. Visit your local Lincoln Mercury dealer today. Taking a quick look at your WGNU weather. For the rest of the day, turning warmer, variable cloudiness. Don't exactly know what that means. High of about 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a shower possible. Low of about 55. Thursday, variable clouds. There's that word again, a shower in spots. 77 degrees for your high. Friday, the high temperatures are back. 79 degrees for the high temperature. Partly sunny skies. Hopefully it'll be a beautiful weekend. 64 degrees currently at the studios of Radio Free St. Louis. Lambert Field. Reporting 61. That's the news and weather for this 10 o'clock hour. 10:08 in Mid-America. I'm Frank Ladd with WGNU. Up next on Radio Free St. Louis, it is that decent guy. It's Don Griffin on WGNU.
Time now for another edition of Party Line, our listener call-in show that provides a forum to express opinions on topics of world, national, and local interest. WGNU is heard in real time on the internet at WGNU.net. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated and WGNU Radio and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this programming without the express written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We remind you that the views expressed are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. This program is caller-driven, so brevity and good taste are always appreciated. Now, here's your host for this portion of the Party Line.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is I, decent guy Don, your obedient and faithful servant, favorite constitutionalist, protector of the downtrodden, protector of the disenfranchised, the poor, ace black helicopter pilot, a UN frontline observer, and of course, a fully certified conspiracy hunter, folks. They're out there. Believe me. Trust me, as George says. I mean it, though, really, and I have the evidence. You know I'm a very, very sensitive guy here at WGNU, and I don't handle rejection so easily. So get on in here, and you know where. 454-0400 is the number. Our toll-free line doesn't cost you a penny. Is 1-314-800-9200-WGNU. WGNU Party Line. Welcome, welcome to WGNU. Oh, and you can pick us up on the internet, clear as a bell, at www.wgnu.net. On the website, all over the world. Tuvalu, our latest entry into the United Nations, of course, they pay about $20 annually for their dues. We pay about $20 billion every year. What a joke! The United Nations, and boy, do they have their problems over in that godforsaken place. Kofi Annan and all of his associates are about to be exposed for scamming off about $32 billion of UN for food. Oil for food program that went through the United Nations. It looks like the chickens are coming home to roost. And by the word, you hear more and more references made to the impeachment word, the I word. Impeach the guy, they say. Well, I've only been saying that for the last several months because of an unconstitutional, illegal war. Well, we'll talk about it a little bit. We say we ought to have an investigation, and if we find that this guy lied to get us into this war, that he should be impeached. Well, let me ask you, who do you think is going to do the investigation? Certainly not the CIA. As a matter of fact, the chief of the CIA just announced that there will be no further hearings or investigations. That is the current guy. What's his name? Yeah, okay. He says that there won't be any more investigations. Well, they've already had their cover-up, you see.